This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Guys, I finally made it to New York City!
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash is always brought to you by the locally owned and operated mortgage right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys listen. NMLS 2239. Did you guys realize there's an annual Miss Bum Bum contest?
The award goes to the one with the best rear
posterior.
Yeah,
it's a Brazilian staple. I got a little out of hand though when two contestants started fighting one another and accused each other of enhancing her assets.
Ah, well written.
Minutes after Ellen Santana was crowned Miss Bum Bum 2018, she was stripped of her winner's sash by rival Aline Uva, who coveted the title for herself. Now, Uva, a 27-year-old massage therapist, slammed the iconic competition as a farce and said Santana's butt was bogus. Quote, I fulfilled all the rules of the game, but my butt is real. Her butt is plastic.
Ooh.
Miss Bum Bum, quote, is a farce. Today I can prove all this.
She's the Bonds, McGuire.
Yes.
Of the butt competition.
They're in the juicing era of the Miss Bum Bum contest.
Organizers pulled the pair apart. Pageant creator Kaku Oliver said the dramatics made the pageant interesting. Winner of the 8th annual Miss Bum Bum contest gets $17,500 in endorsement deal and becomes one of South America's top celebrities.
Really? So the Miss Bum Bum is pretty big in South America?
Apparently so. Now, I wouldn't consider any of us introverts. I think Rockstar is a little bit.
Sometimes.
Well, we've got a Japanese-based restaurant, Ichiran. It's known for its solo dining booths, and it just opened its second location in New York City. Popular Midtown restaurant allows customers to enjoy their meals without distraction. Here's how it works. You place your order by filling out a form, specifying exactly what you want. A waiter takes the form without uttering a word, and a few minutes later, the steaming bowl of whatever appears. Now, you enjoy that, and when finished, you push a button, empty bowl's taken away. All of this happens without a single spoken word or interaction. Now, the idea of solo dining first occurred to the creator of Ichiran when he noticed all of the distraction that came with eating in a restaurant. Thus, the flavor concentration concept was born. By sitting alone, diners are able to solely focus on the taste of their food and therefore fully enjoy the experience.
There's a place in Key West, and I know other places too, but a place in Key West where you dine in pitch black darkness.
Ooh, I would not like that. I don't think I'd like this either.
Another hot dog.
We've got a Dutch positivity trainer has launched a legal battle to change his age and boost his dating prospects. Emil Rattlebound, 69, wants to shift his birth date from March 11, 1949 to March 11, 1969.
Wow, what's the harm?
Well, he compares the change to identifying as being transgender.
Yeah.
Quote, we live in a time when you can change your name and change your gender. Why can't I decide my own age?
That's right.
You know what? I make $5 billion a year.
I'm 20 years younger. I'm all in on this age thing.
This makes total sense. Local court, you're going to be shocked here, expected to rule on the case within 4 weeks. Officials were skeptical about the case, believing there was no legal mechanism allowing a person to change their birth date, according to locals. Mr. Rattlebound argues he felt discriminated against because on his age, because of the success rate on the dating app Tinder. He goes on to say, quote, when I'm 69, I'm limited. When I'm 49, then I can buy a new house, drive a different car, can take on more work. When I'm on Tinder and I say I'm 69, I don't get an answer. When I say I'm 49 with the face I have, I'm in a luxurious position.
Luxurious.
I mean, seriously, why do you have to tell people your age?
I don't think you have to.
I just think you got to get comfortable with it.
How comfortable are you right now?
I'm fine with it. I mean, would I rather be 35? Yeah, I'd rather be 35. I think 35 is probably the perfect age.
I'd take 35 again.
But that's kind of impossible, Dunaway.
I'd take 45 and my hair back.
Unless they rule with this guy. Now, if they rule that he's 49, That's going to open the door.
Maybe a whole new way of thinking, right?
We'll have an advertiser on that quick going, you want to change your age? Call today.
Are you tired of being 73?
Tired of being old? Time to wave the white flag.
Okay, I've got fun terms for groups of animals.
Okay.
Are these all legitimate?
Yeah.
What would you guys, I thought it was a gaggle of apes.
It's a gaggle of geese.
It's actually a shrewdness of apes.
A shrewden?
Shrewdness.
Boy, a shrewdness. If you get caught in a shrewdness of apes.
Yeah.
What about a scurry of squirrels?
Mm.
So delightful.
I'm telling you, the squirrels scare me. Where I run in Herdmont on 119, they've got where they don't get out of the way. They'll stand there and they're multiple ones, and I have to run around them on the running path. I think they're plotting something. Honest to goodness.
Haven't seen that yet.
If I go down one afternoon, look for me in Herdmont with squirrel bikes.
Okay, guys, here he comes again.
We got a walk of snails.
He's bald now.
What?
A business of ferrets.
Oh, you do not want that. Rockstar used to have one of the business. Yeah. That's the sound he made.
That would smell like urine. Pure 100% urine.
Sounds a little scary here. A generation of vipers.
Ooh. Ooh. Yuck.
A shiver of sharks. A scourge of mosquitoes.
Ooh.
And a flamboyance of flamingos.
Of course.
I like it. I don't know what the problem is.
Of course they're flamboyant.
There's and finally, I got some humble brags for you guys.
All right.
Number one, I think Twitter is deleting fake scam or inactive accounts. My follower count decreased by 20,000 over the past few days.
Mm.
You know who that's from?
Who?
One Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I heard that from somebody I know.
Yeah.
It was only 2,500.
See how quick his head turned?
Got another humble brag. To the kid at the Shell station that needed his battery jumped this morning, I felt your pain. But with me driving a BMW, I'm sorry I couldn't help you. I would be throwing codes for a month if I would have.
Oh my gosh. That is awful.
Hopefully you see this on my Twitter.
Oh, terrible.
Here's another one. Dear Halloween costume companies. Not all of your adult superhero costumes need to have fake muscles in them.
Oh.
Sincerely, someone who doesn't need them.
Oh.
Amen, brother.
Oh.
And our final humble brag today on
those,
Trash on the Table.
Those last two are about as painful as we've had.
LOL. This guy I know literally deleted me off all his social media and told me it was because I was, quote, too attractive to look at. Are you serious right now? This is the problem with our society.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
That is the problem with society.
Terry from Titletown, though, sent us one from Danny Cannell last night.
A humble brag.
Yeah. Shout out to my turtleneck sponsor for the fresh gear. Not only super comfortable and warm in the fall, but at least four supermodels came up and complimented the look. #fresh.
I'm telling you, the women love turtlenecks.
Can we do the Hulk Hogan one?
Oh my God.
You got a Hulk Hogan?
No, this was listener submitted.
Who took the picture of Cannell there?
I think Cannell's playing a part now. Here's the listener submitted from Hulk Hogan. Okay, today is a new day. After seeing myself on Crown Jewel, I've decided to get serious and get under 300 pounds. I looked huge, swole, jacked, and my arms are still bigger than most wrestlers' legs. I don't want to look like I can beat up the whole WWE roster anymore. Only love, HH.
Nice guy.
There's like four or five humble brags of that one.
A lot of them, and that's trash.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram @JimDunaway.
Trash on the Table.